Lesson 57. Alien. I had expected to be near my objective by now, but everything still seemed alien to me. He had not used his mother tongue for so long that every word in the book seemed alien. By noon he was far into the alien country. Emigrate. So he decided to emigrate. Then he returned to the capital, and after a frightened delay of 6 months was permitted to emigrate. The lions emigrated to the western woods. Absorb. In the new country, he became absorbed in making a new life for the two of us, so that he gradually ceased to grieve. She was absorbed in thought. Often he needs to be kicked out of his absorbed reading. Embedded. His roots and mine had become too firmly embedded in the new land. He couldn't move the arrow, it was firmly embedded in the rock. The doctrine of democracy and freedom has become embedded in the modern mind. Mortally. He became mortally ill a few months before we had planned to go. And when he knew that he was dying, he made me promise to go on my own. The lieutenant fell to the ground, mortally wounded. The witch was mortally offended and cursed the young man. Comprehensive. I hired a car after landing and bought a comprehensive book of maps, which I found most helpful on the cross-country journey, but which I did not think I should need on the last stage. There is no all-embracing comprehensive theory. It is hoped that this book will prove to be a comprehensive source of information in this field. Milestone. But my father had described over and over again what we should see at every milestone after leaving the nearest town, so that I was positive I should recognize it as familiar territory. I think this is a very important milestone in the relations between our two countries. The invention of the wheel was a milestone in human history. Territory. Much of the territory in Africa is desert. Neither of us seeks the territory of the other. Milometer. I looked at the map and then at the milometer. Somehow the taxi driver kept glancing at the milometer. She never learned how to read a milometer or any meter. Spire. I had come 10 miles since leaving the town, and at this point, according to my father, I should be looking at farms and cottages in a valley, with the spire of the church of our village showing in the far distance. Eva joyously pointed out the various spires, domes, and street nameplates by which she recognized her native city. A black iron cock sits on the spire of the town church. Retrace. So I drove back to the town and began to retrace the route, taking frequent glances at the map. She turned around sharply and retraced her steps down the avenue. He retraced his steps to look for the umbrella. Horizon. Fortunately for me, as I was wondering what to do next, there appeared on the horizon a man on horseback riding my direction. In the course of 10 minutes, the thinning mist dissolved altogether from the eastern horizon. Reservoir. The lake was not a natural one, but a man-made reservoir. All the citizens were against the plan of the reservoir, which would deprive millions of waterbirds of their home. Computers are in widespread use now to help manage underground water reservoirs. In the lift, her thoughts were on lunch and a good rest. But when she got out at her own floor, both were forgotten in her sudden discovery that her front door was open. He pressed the button to call the lift. We took the lift to the 27th floor. Monstrous. She was thinking that she must reprimand her home help the next morning for such a monstrous piece of negligence, when she remembered that she had gone shopping after the home help had left, and she knew that she had turned both keys in their locks. Such things were impossible. It seemed monstrous even to think of them. It's monstrous to charge $500 for a hotel room. Negligence. This accident was caused by the negligence of a nurse. Nothing but gross negligence on the victim's side could have made them successful. Prudent. Her first impulse was to go round all the rooms looking for the thieves. But then she decided that at her age, it might be more prudent to have someone with her. So she went to fetch the porter from his basement. A bank must establish an image that is both secure and prudent. Governments consider it prudent to minimize the risk. Composure. Then her composure regained. She was ready to set off with the porter's assistance to search for any intruders who might still be lurking in her flat. I gave him the utmost composure of a man who had seen the worst and to whom there were no further terrors. "Drink, then," replied she, with the same old composure. Intruder. I love intruders, but they must be lovable ones, of course. The intruder, it turned out, was no other than a squirrel. Lurk. In the cave lurked a horrid serpent with a crested head and scales glittering like gold. Hinder. They went through the room, being careful to touch nothing, as they did not want to hinder the police in their search for fingerprints. This unfortunate incident may hinder the progress of the peace talks. Fingerprint. The police took his fingerprints by pressing his fingertips onto an inked pad. Her fingerprints on the handle proved she had been there. Chaos. The chaos was inconceivable. By the time we reached the said street, the place was in chaos. Several mathematicians resolved to bring order out of chaos. Inconceivable. It is inconceivable that so strong a source of energy can be switched on and off in as little time as 1/30th of a second. Everything was caused by her own inconceivable folly. Veritable. She had lived in the flat for 30 years and was a veritable magpie at hoarding. And it seemed as though everything she possessed had been tossed out and turned over and over. Hangzhou is a veritable heaven on earth. It was not easy to work in the shed. In winter, it was a veritable ice box. Magpie. The magpie is a black and white bird which is attracted by and often takes away small bright objects. An old magpie began wrapping itself up very carefully. Toss. Toss me the bottle, will you, Timmy? Wade strode in the office and tossed the paper down. Discard. At least sorting out the thing she should have discarded years ago was now being made easier for her. The good ones are used and defective ones discarded. As a consequence, newborn anteaters are often discarded by their parents. Constable. Then a police inspector arrived with a constable, and she told them of the discovery of the ransacked flat. The constable kept his temper and would not be provoked. The constable stopped a speeding driver. Ransack. Susan's room was ransacked and left in wild confusion while the members of the family were out shopping. He began to ransack his mother's workbox for a piece of thread. Balcony. The inspector began to look for fingerprints, while the constable checked that the front door locks had not been forced, thereby proving that the burglars had either used skeleton keys or entered over the balcony. You can see the Lilac Valley from our balcony. Fussy. The old lady thought he was a fussy creature, but since the porter agreed with him, she rang up her daughter and asked for her help in what she described as a little spot of bother. James, always fussy, nervous, anxious. Of course, the football fans had good reasons to be fussy on such a night.